T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to KDK Radio. If you've been gone for the last several minutes, but I doubt that very much because, of course, you listen to Rose Ryan Douglas at the top of the bottom of every hour. This is KDK Radio Midday. I'm Ellis Cannon, and I say here we go, and I'm going to leave it up to you in some ways as to exactly where we go. I think yesterday we did a pretty good job of covering whatever it was that Jim Acosta did, although I had a lot of folks react yesterday to it, but I think we've cleared the deck on it. Marty talked a lot about it this morning on who's to blame and things of that sort. As I was getting off yesterday, Jeff Sessions was getting let go. And that's opened the door to, of course, a lot of questions. What's next? Is perhaps the most succinct and accurate way to characterize that as a talking point. Justice Ginsburg had a fall, reportedly broke 3 ribs. At 85, that's generally not a good thing. It's not good for anybody. But we know what that's going to lead to. What's next? We had a mass shooting overnight. The last I saw were 12 that were killed at a club out in Thousand Oaks, California. So now they're on the list. Is there even a reaction to that? That's the other side of the world to a lot of us. We're still grieving about something in our own backyard. If it feels like it's weekly, it's because it very much might be weekly. And no, I haven't added it up, and I do not have a calendar, but my goodness, that certainly seems to be the case. We talked a little bit about midterms yesterday, and you know, you're going to be surprised in my thought on that. I didn't see that as a huge talking point because of the way it went. I was fine with the way it went in terms of what I anticipated. Matter of fact, I don't think it deviated much from the way I envisioned at all. But here's why it wasn't the greatest talking point. Because if you wanted to call and have an opinion on how great the president did, and he certainly did great in the Senate, well, you got to deal with the backside, which is, yeah, but he lost the House. If you called to say, oh boy, this just shows that people do not like Donald Trump, then you have to deal with the fact that he's got a bigger majority working in his favor, including should there be a more permanent replacement on the Attorney General front. So I think it muted itself or balanced itself out to the point where it almost eliminated itself as a point you could really brag about. Now, having said that, there is a reason why the president says that he won the midterms. It might be attenuated, and it might not be something that you accept, but I found the pathway and a published article to that effect. And we'll be talking about that as well. Speaking of the border, I want to get your thought on this. Immigration, if you haven't noticed, has been a pretty big topic over the course of the, couple years, maybe a lot. It turns out the Discovery is going to the U.S.-Mexico border, and it's going to have a 6-part multi-platform reality show. Don't hit your gas pedal as a reaction to what I just said, like you're Antonio Brown. Yes, he's going to get beat up all day, all over Pittsburgh. Let's not kid each other. Matter of fact, the prevailing discussion in the bullpen and in the locker room, the latter, which is my phrase for the newsroom, is how can you go 100 miles an hour on McKnight Road? One might argue skillfully. But the point is that when we talk about reality television, which is a non-starter for me, because as I've always said, if you want a reality show, follow around a single mother in Homewood with a camera, make it raw, do not cut it up, let people see what folks deal with every day, and then we can talk. But that's just me. But nonetheless, the idea of a series called Border Live, hosted by special correspondent and CNN anchor Bill Weir and an investigative journalist, Lilia Luciano. That's a beautiful name. A live weekly series documenting the work of law enforcement on the U.S.-Mexico border, as well as real lives, real moments, and the stories of those that live and work along its remote stretches. So if I have a quick thought, it would have something to do with the idea that if you run a raw camera, meaning you just run footage about what happens every day, that might be intriguing. Almost like a surveillance camera that's probably within 20 feet of you as you're listening. But they won't. They'll edit it. They'll create a story. They'll create an angle to hook you. Therefore, they will create something for purposes of viewership, which is basically the purpose of just about everything that you hear, watch, and read these days. And therefore, to me, become fundamentally flawed. But if Border Live appeals to you, I'll probably get to that as well. And maybe even the guy from FoxNews.com who eats his soup directly from a supermarket hot bar. So as you can see, there's a lot to talk about over the course of the next nearly 3 hours now. Let me give you the data. 866-391-1020, dollar bank instant access, kdkradio.com. Of course, you can catch us by the text machine at the same number, 866-391-1020, courtesy of Wright Automotive, the best deal in Pittsburgh. All that next. I'm Ellis Cannon. Let's get over to Shelby Cassese. So yesterday there was a lot of consternation about the president suggesting, claiming victory on Tuesday night. A lot of people were somewhat astounded by that. I think a lot had to do with expectations or, frankly, where you sit. Remember what the law school professor told me, Professor Fox. Where you stand on something depends on where you sit. As I said before, that makes sense, but I haven't figured it out after 35 years. So why start now? I'm Ellis Cannon, KDK Radio Midday. But I think that the argument goes something like this. The president controls his party more than ever. It's his party, period. If you were looking for, again, expectations, if you were looking for the world to stand in unison, we are the world, locked arms, and it was going to be a wholesale repudiation, goodbye, we do not like you, leave now, that didn't happen. If you were thinking that it was silly to continue to work the base first, it wasn't. It worked just enough in enough places for him to be able to walk away and say these things. And oh, by the way, also feels strong enough, emboldened enough, if you will, to say, guess what? I'm going to make my move on Jeff Sessions today, and I'm going to put a pal in his place. Now, that is a legit issue, even more than interpretation of whether he won or lost. And we could talk about that. That's fine. But him making the play yesterday with Jeff Sessions does open up a lot of questions. And I think we know what those are. If you think that Robert Mueller's been sitting around for the last several months with it on pretty well everybody's radar that this was going to happen soon after the midterms and say, you know what, guys, once he gets rid of Jeff Sessions, then we'll start to work that. You're nuts. And you're not nuts. You know that he's been working that angle behind the scenes, Robert Mueller, very much in anticipation that he very likely had a hard rather than an artificial deadline on November 6, 2018, and therefore worked his way toward that date. I can't imagine him not. So, again, this is one of those areas where we don't know what we don't know, but we think we do know, and that's when we get in trouble. But if I were him, I would anticipate that I would be going to every length I could, wrapping up reports, wrapping up the subpoenas, wrapping up the testimony, getting as much as what us lawyers call in the can as you can. Then that is literally the phrase. You get as much in the can as you can before trial. So certainly that would be his mindset, undoubtedly, particularly with the staff that he has. So that might include indictments that have already gotten in front of a judge. That may include indictments that have already been prepared that are under seal. We don't know. I can almost guarantee you he's not flat-footed. Now, if you have a particularly strong feeling as to what is going to transpire, you're certainly welcome to espouse that at 866-391-1020. We heard just about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, that he was ready to make a move and make a report relative to the president on quote-unquote collusion, and also the second big claim out there about obstruction of justice. We'll find out, in fact, whether he has or has not. I would assume that he has at least prepared that much. And if he has, and if he can present to the American people, or certainly at least to Congress, what he has in that specific regard, I'd love to see that as soon as you would. Recognizing that I don't need to see the full report, and that even if he says the president is clear in his mind, and I am sure enough that I can report that, that would probably be a good thing. Particularly if he doesn't need any other indictments that could be forthcoming to support or change that position. We've all anticipated that it's going to be public. That's not necessarily true. We've all anticipated that it's going to be something that will be either or. That may not be true. And we've all considered that it might be something that will be complete, comprehensive, every person, scenario, country in the world. And that may not be true. It might be piecemeal. But I guarantee you one thing. He's got something ready to go. Those are my thoughts. Yours are welcome at 866-391-1020. We'll start with Matt. In the meantime, let's get over to Shelby with traffic. Notice last night when Jeff Sessions left is one big dude. There are a lot of things he could do to slow this or change the entire arc of the Robert Mueller investigation. He could just slow it down to the point where it becomes almost worthless. And what I mean by that is he can oversee it to the point where it makes a microscope look big and make the special prosecutor come to him for approval for things. And then depending on what he does, go to Congress, meeting Whitaker, to explain why he's done that. He could say you're outside the scope. He could pull the plug. He could underfund it. There's a lot that he could do. Question is, what do you think he'll do? 866-391-1020. I gave you what I think. You're next. I'm Ellis Cannon. This is KDK. USA Today just put out one of those alerts, you know, as to a news story on a smartphone. There have been 307 mass shootings in 311 days in the U.S. I didn't click it, so I'm just reading what I got about 10 seconds before the music hit. I'm Ellis Cannon. Welcome to KDK Radio Midday. I told you earlier I had today's one of those days where I was teasing Mangino earlier. I said, I'd almost rather have your job today because there are a lot of topics out there that are news-like. Jeff Sessions, the mass shooting, Justice Ginsburg fell. She's 85. She reportedly broke three ribs. If I open that up, we know exactly where that's going to go. Ooh, we have an opening coming. Come on. Come on. You know that's one of the first things that went through your mind. Or you went, oh, my Lord, we've got an opening coming. Not I hope she's all right. Boy, she continues to fight. This lady won't quit. Da-da-da-da. Hey, I don't like her rulings. I don't like her period, but at least she's out there. You got to give her credit for something. Or gusto. She's 85 on the Supreme Court. That won't come in. I told you why the president says that he won the midterms. He lost the House. But everything else, there are arguments. I've given those to you. And I also have talked about the Jeff Sessions, what's next? Including under Matthew Whitaker, who obviously is boys with the president. It opens up a lot of, oh my goodness. But I'm going to tell you something. On the way home after the show, I go around on the satellite and I listen to everything. I listen to CNN. I listen to Fox. I listen to MSNBC. I listen to everything. And CNN was describing this as breaking news. And of course, there's a sense of urgency with everything that's breathless coming out of people's minds, except they had a package prepared. Now, here's how it works in this business. And I'm just going to tell you inside here, and I'll get to you, Matt. The way this works is if there is an anticipation that a prominent public figure may pass away, you know, you've heard about this condition or that. Those packages that you see on TV are not made 5 minutes after they get the news release. In some cases, they're made months in advance, just almost how it needs to work. So when they considered breaking news and we had a package ready within minutes, including Jeff Sessions on the record going back about 2 years, it's not exactly breaking. It broke yesterday, but see, we've changed the term and the meaning of breaking news. Remember when Special Report would come across and you were watching CBS or one of the networks and you were younger and you'd see that and everybody in the room froze. Everybody in the room froze. And you thought the worst about everything instantaneously. Sure you do. Not exactly like that anymore. Certainly with cable news. All right, so let's get to the calls. Let's start right now with Matt. He's been patient, and Matt, we had a mass shooting yesterday, and I gave you one number that I just saw from USA Today. We're dealing with our own grief, and yet I'm not so sure that there's much of a reaction that people have outside the immediate community.
Well, I'll just say, here we go again. It was a very sad day in America again, and that just keeps on happening. And I'd like to see that assault weapons, and I don't know if he used one in this particular incident, but I would like to see a control, a ban on all these assault weapons like these people have been using in all these attacks over the months. Let me just say this today, Cannon. I mean, I'd like to send my sympathy out for a former city magistrate from the Hill District, Donald Turner. He passed. My sympathy goes out to his brother, Donald Turner, Sherry Turner. Jones will be handling arrangements on Monday, so he was a fine public servant and a very good magistrate down there in Pittsburgh City Court, so my sympathy goes out to that family. Now, if I can change the topic, when I watched that press conference yesterday, this president has no class whatsoever. He acted like a thug. We must, it's very imperative, it's very essential, it's very necessary that we have a free press. And these reporters should have been able to ask him these questions, and he should have answered it. But then again, it goes to show the character of this man. He has no character, no kind of stability about himself. He was out of line, totally out of line. And anybody that agrees with his carrying on yesterday, they're just as bad as him. And Sarah Huckabee, his spokesperson, I believe that's her name, she tried to say he grabbed this woman's arm, this intern, and why would they have an intern in that position in the first place? That whole White House needs to be turned upside down, and I can't wait for the upcoming next presidential election. But
all right, Matt, I got it. I appreciate it. You hit on three things. All right, first of all, I think he went to 35 reporters yesterday. Now, listen, this is one of those things that isn't about as much partisanship to me as professionalism of the media, as I talked about yesterday. I think if you listened yesterday or you listen now, even to my tone, you know where I stood, which is to say Jim Acosta crossed the line. And I'm just going to leave it at that because we've already hashed this out. But nonetheless, that was my position. He did not act alone. He had a co-conspirator. The president has created an atmosphere. The president was creating, identifying areas that were exaggerated, if not untrue. It was the same thing. And it is a spectacle I could do without. It's unprecedented. But as I said yesterday, acknowledging all that, my bigger takeaway was this guy forgetting, again, Rule 101 when it comes to this matter, this field. Do not make yourself the story. He made himself the story again. When you're told you're done, you may not like it. It's not comfortable asking somebody and getting a glare, trust me, and feeling the whole world's looking at you. But your job is to ask the question and be the reporter. I brought up the idea yesterday to somebody so dear to me, it's unbelievable. And he said, absolutely not, totally disagree. He's created the whole atmosphere. I said, that would be like Joe DiStio going to the mayor's office and effectively yelling at him for not going to Squirrel Hill. He said, no, it isn't, because the mayor hasn't created the atmosphere that Donald Trump did. I said, I'm looking at the role of the reporter. So I guess it depends on how you want to look at it. As far as the mass shooting in Squirrel Hill, we did speak a lot about being empathetic. And maybe I'll look at these shootings around the country differently. Are we? See, I still think we're grieving, and understandably so. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe this has something that's hit you sideways that you want to share. 8663. A small point that I'd like to build off just for a moment has absolutely nothing to do with what he had to say about the president and things of that sort. But he called here, and one of the things that he did was to acknowledge the passing of somebody that he thought was important. Donald Turner, a magistrate, I believe he was from the Hill, worked downtown, if I heard him correctly. I love the local angle, and when we're on and doing this, we'll go through what all the topics that we consider to be important. But I like that. I mean, God, I do not know Mr. Turner. God rest his soul. But if it doesn't have to be a death, it could be something that is important. Yesterday, we were really privileged to have the opportunity to have Sean on from the Cranberry at Houlihan's. And he was on explaining what a couple of stores in Houlihan's were doing up there in Mount Lebanon to help raise some money for a sick child. If you know those things, and you're even calling about something else, or you just want to call about that, and it's apropos to nothing, I'm fine with that. I mean, I'm obviously a topic guy. And the people that I work with here, like Amelia today, who does a great job, they know that. So if you call and you want to talk about any of the two or three things that are not on the board, we can't do that. But if it's in that area, always feel free. Always. I mean, it's just one way to connect us and tie us together. And, you know, for all I know, when Matt from the Hill referenced Mr. Turner, for all I know, there are 50 people out there and said, oh, I know him. I remember him. Or I liked him. Or I'm sad to hear, or whatever. That's a good use of the platform. All right, guys, I've got to move quick. I've got Trump. I've got the constitutional crisis that somebody envisions, investigation of the presidency, the press conference, and more. 866-391-1020. That's a text line. It's also a call line. Let's get it over right now to a guy who's been waiting, and we appreciate it. Tim in Butler, Ellis Cannon, KDK Radio. Tim, welcome, and thanks for the dial.
How you doing, Ellis?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm the same, I guess. I feel bad for those people. And when's this gun stuff going to stop? I guess it never will. Now we got to respect the fact that there's just too many damn guns in the country. But other than that, my feelings on the Jeff Sessions thing is, I months ago when that guy even got put into the Justice Department, being that I'm pretty familiar with things too, it was pretty obvious the reason why he was put in there. This could be a constitutional crisis easily, because the things out there that is being done is he is not guilty of collusion. He is guilty of treason, and he's guilty of obstruction. And he knows it, and he could have made this all over with. If he wasn't guilty, why didn't he come out originally and just take interviews? It's pretty obvious why. It's pretty obvious why, Ellis.
Thanks, Tim. I mean, there are a lot of people in your camp. There are a lot of people who say they're waiting. There are a lot of people who disagree. I appreciate every strong point of view. I just have to – I'm not running out of bounds on you. I would be surprised if it arose all the way to that level. As in a hands-on, we've got a video and so forth. We have audio tapes. We have wires. I could be wrong. And I'm glad you are so tuned in that you knew about this guy getting into the spot in the first place. But in a constitutional crisis is I can't describe it as imminent, but God knows by the time I get off the air, we may have already had one and it already is done. But realistically, I'd be surprised if it rose all the way to that level. Surprised. I can't discount it, but I think it's unlikely. I do know this. There could be a lot of other people very close involved. And I also believe that if it's not clean, absolute clean, black, white, can't argue it unless you're just a devotee and a cult member and there's nobody could talk to you. And you won't agree it's daylight outside in Pittsburgh right now. Unless it's literally at that level and you almost do not have to connect the dot, you could forget about it. It'll get muddled, it'll get worked, it'll get massaged, it'll get what have you, and it won't be enough. Whatever comes down may support your point of view, Tim. It may reject your point of view. It might go in any number of directions the way you see it, and I respect that. But unless it's absolutely on point and specific, I think that it will, again, not have the effect that maybe you want and a lot of other people do. We'll find out. Again, we don't know what we... I have to say that because I also have a lot of people that will call undoubtedly and say, as they always do, well, there's no collusion, just move on. Like they say, well, today's Wednesday, or what day is Thursday? Today's Thursday. It's No. We don't know what we don't know. And if you've already concluded that there's no collusion, then you're repeating a talking point. Unless you know more than the rest of us. We have to see how it plays out. But this could be definitely a pivot point for a lot of other developments. We'll come right back to your calls and thoughts on KDK Radio. All right, I'm going to do the unwise. Phil, you're in Mercer. I have a minute, actually less. Can you do this? You've been waiting.
Yes, I can do this.
Go ahead, sir.
Hey, real quick, I'll just abbreviate on that Costa. If you watched CNN last night, it was kind of funny. They wouldn't show the video of him pushing that woman down, arm down, and calling everybody's lies. We're talking about collusion with the Russians and everything. Ellis, there's very few reporters anymore you can trust. Just, I watched that whole conference. I want a question asked, not an opinion, then your question.
And it's not only an opinion, it's a conclusive statement of fact that runs counter to what the president said. It was a challenge. I totally agree. I went through this yesterday. Ask your questions, and if that's not good enough, get a show. Let's get over to Rose Ryan Douglas.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.